today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this week, we're going to speak about Palestine. So be with us.
سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى.
But today, Sunday, 6th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 30th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 22nd of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Al-Furqan, that is chapter 25, Verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فقد كذبوكم بما تقولون فما تستطيعون صرفا ولا نصرا ومن يظلم منكم نذقه عذابا كبيرا.
So they will deny you, disbelievers, in what you say, and you cannot avert punishment or find help. And whoever commits injustice among you, we will make him taste a great punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Undoubtedly, the Quranic word zulm, that means oppression, has got an extensive concept. Though the subject of the verse is polytheism, which is one of the clear extensions of oppression, yet it does not abolish the generality of the occupied of the verse. Meanwhile, the purpose of deities is whether humane deities such as Christ or devil deities such as jinn or angel, each of which has been selected by a group of pagans for worshipping, since they have common sense and intellect, they can be questioned.
مازال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس ما زال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس.
The ongoing inhumanity, the land of Palestine has undergone great turmoil for decades, but all the heights of tyranny crossed in the past days. The weapon of Israel ruthlessly killed the innocent Palestinians. The attacks on Palestine by Israel's armed men are a sign of that, a repetition of what happened earlier. The barbaric acts cried out by their forces against the Muslim of Palestine is totally heart-wrenching. In recent clashes, many people were injured and lost their precious lives in an open fire by Israel's army at the people. The slain includes more than 60 children and a lot of women. Such heights of cruelty and oppression have surpassed all levels of shameful acts. Despite devastating condition in Palestine, Muslim countries have kept their silence for years and speaking only at the time of oppression stands nowhere in their principles of humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the issue of Palestine and the importance of this issue in the Islam world and in the whole world. Undoubtedly, in Muslim life and across the world of Islam, nothing is as important and serious as the issue of Palestine. Over the years, they have gradually made Muslims accustomed to the occupation of their homes. It is not just a matter of Muslim homes being occupied. The problem is much more serious than that. The problem is that the enemies of Islam throughout the world, are using a Muslim territory to attack the ranks of Muslims and thwart their wishes and activities. They're using this territory as a shield. Regarding the issue of Palestine, the goal is to liberate it, that is, wiping out the Israeli government. There is no difference between territories occupied before or after the year 1967. Every inch of Palestine lands as a part of Muslims' homeland. Any non-Muslim and non-Palestinian rule over Palestine is illegitimate. As Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, said, Israel must disappear. If Palestinian Jews accept Islamic rules, they may live in Palestine. It is not a matter of anti-Semitism. The problem is that a Muslim homeland has been occupied. If the heads of Muslim countries were not under the influence of global powers, they could achieve this, and unfortunately, they failed to do so.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, which looks at leaders' view on Palestine. From an Islamic perspective, the issue of Palestine is a crucial issue for all Muslims. All Shia and Sunni scholars have explicitly stated that if a part of Muslim territories is occupied by enemies of Islam, it will be every Muslim's duty to fight in order to restore the lost piece of land. Everybody should somehow take on part of this responsibility in the case of Palestine. First, everyone is considered responsible from an Islamic point of view. The occupied Palestinian lands are part of the Islamic territory. These lands have been occupied by the enemies of Islam, and they have to be restored. Second, there are 8 million Muslims who have either been displaced or are living inside Palestine in worse conditions than those of the homeless. They are not free to walk in the streets or express what they think. They are not allowed to have representatives in the management of their own country. On many occasions, they are even stopped when they want to pray. They jeopardized Muslims' Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa. Years ago, they even set it on fire. Then they started their excavations and did illegitimate things there, and they are planning to divest Masjid al-Aqsa of its Islamic features.
Yeah. الفجار
Ways you can support Palestinian. In this part, we introduce one of the ways to support Palestine. Amplify Palestinian voices. During this time, it is crucial that we make a space for Palestinian communities to be heard, felt, and understood. We should be especially mindful of the fact that America, a global superpower, and many European countries has historically played its own insidious role in the decades-long struggle between Israel and Palestine. On social media, make a concerted effort to follow and share Palestinian voices and their experiences, inshallah.
In addition to the issue of Palestine, the issue of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, is of paramount importance. Today, various plots are being hatched by the Zionists to occupy the holy city and destroy its Islamic futures. But this city belongs to all Muslims. And Jerusalem, Al-Quds, is the capital city of Palestine. Muslims will foil the enemy's evil plots. Muslims will confront the plots, inshallah. From an Islamic perspective, the issue of Palestine is a crucial issue for all Muslims. All Shia and Sunni scholars have explicitly stated that if a part of Muslim territories is occupied by the enemies of Islam, it will be every Muslim's duty to fight in order to restore the last piece of land. Everybody should somehow take on part of the responsibility in the case of Palestine. First, everyone is considered responsible from an Islamic point of view. The occupied Palestinian lands are part of the Islamic territory. These lands have been occupied by the enemies of Islam and they have to be restored. Second, there are 8 million Muslims who have either been displaced or are living inside Palestine in worse conditions than those of the homeless. They are not free to walk in the streets or express what they think. They are not allowed to have representatives in the management of their own country. On many occasions, they are even stopped when they want to pray. They jeopardized Muslims' first Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa. Years ago, they even set it on fire. Then they started their excavations and did illegitimate things there. And they are planning to divest Masjid al-Aqsa of its Islamic features.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We were talking about Palestine. And we continue this topic on the next episode, inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free and all this. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow.